The Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Sean O'Boyle in Carson P. Koeman's Night Songs. Carson, we will be leaving your Australian connection in just a little while. But before we do, let us go to a work of yours that was dedicated to the Australian composer Peter Sculthorpe. We will hear your orchestral piece titled Songlines, Sun Dreaming. The work was composed in 2001, and the title is based on extra musical ideas that Sculthorpe frequently explores in his compositions. Before we hear your piece, Carson, what were some of these ideas, or are some of these ideas?
Well, Sculthorpe's output has a real obsession with the sun. Certainly, some of his most famous early pieces were his series of sun music works, and there's a number of works that are connected to that. And this piece, for me, came after a period, the most intense period I had of engagement with Australian music, and as such, it deals with ideas of sort of landscape and open space and the sun and these ideas of sort of earth songs and things that have inspired Sculthorpe in a number of pieces. So there aren't really specific musical allusions in an extremely overt way to his own work, but it was sort of my own engagement with some of those ideas coming after quite a long period of Australian engagement.
Well, we're going to hear this piece now. This is once again by my guest, Carson P. Koeman. The Bohuslav Martinu Philharmonic is conducted by Kirk Trevor. Once again, this is the composition Songlines, Sun Dreaming by Carson P. Koeman.
Thank you.
Bohuslav Martinu Philharmonic was conducted by Kirk Trevor in Songlines, Sun Dreaming by my guest, Carson P. Kuhlman.
Go to www.urge.com to download Windows Media Player 11 and for your free 14-day trial of MTV's new digital music service, Urge.
Good morning. The time is 10 o'clock on Wednesday, August 9th, and you are tuned to WPRB 103.3 FM Princeton or online around the world at WPRB.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries, the program devoted to rarely heard repertoire of all periods, with an emphasis on the old and the new, and the winner of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Radio Broadcast Award for 2005. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday morning from 6 until 11. Today on Classical Discoveries, up until 11 o'clock, I am being joined by the American organist and composer Carson P. Kuhlman, who is only 24 years old and has written already over 650 works. He is a concert organist and has done so many other things. Carson, welcome back.
Thank you.
We have discussed your work as an organist, as a composer, and to a lesser extent, a writer. You also, with all that, I still don't know how you do all this, but you also do arts consulting and provide services related to contemporary music and living composers. Within this, I would like to discuss the CD label Zimbel Records. Is this your label, and why was it started?
It was started originally to release a disc of my music. I was frustrated with the high cost that other composer-oriented labels were charging, and I felt the prices were inflated for no particular reason, so I decided that since, as many composers have, that there's no reason not to do it yourself. And that led in time to the release of discs of other composers. We now release discs of Peter Blauvelt and Douglas Bruce Johnson and Donald Yu. And about two releases a year or so, I've been producing of the works of other composers. So although it started to release one disc of my own work, it's grown into a forum to promote some of the other composers I believe in.
Well, we're going to hear another selection from that CD of your music. We heard one of these earlier. But before we do, Carson, if people want to know more about Carson P. Kuhlman, where can they go? Your website.
My website, yes. Is probably, certainly, yes, the best source
what
for
is
information.
That address?
Yes, www.carsonkuhlman.com. And that has lists of all information that might be useful.
Right. And there'll also be a link from today's playlist on my website to Carson's website as well. Well, as I mentioned, we are going to continue with another work on the CD Threads, music of Carson P. Kuhlman on the Zimbel label. We heard your Symphony of Light earlier today and are going to proceed now to your Concerto for Orchestra titled Threads. Now, this was written back in 2003, correct?
Yes.
And what are some of the movements? And share with us just a bit about the piece.
Yes, it's in three movements. The first is called Entrata Chorale, and the second, Nocturne, subtitled Beacon Hill at Night. It's very atmospheric. And the last one called Patterns. And it was composed on a commission from a high school ensemble, so it was designed to be a work that was playable and appealing for players at that age level. And it's been performed by professional groups as well. But
Well, we're going to hear the Concerto for Orchestra titled Threads by my guest Carson P. Kuhlman right now. The Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Kirk Trevor. Thank you. just heard the Concerto for Orchestra, Threads, by my guest Carson P. Kuman. The work was composed in 2003 and performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kirk Trevor, and that was from a Zimbel Records compact disc titled Threads, music of Carson P. Kuman, my guest today on Classical Discoveries, and the entire CD is devoted to the music of Carson P. Kuman. And this is Classical Discoveries with Marvin Rosen, and I will be back more with my guest in just a moment.
This is Free Soda here.
And Pizza.
WPRB's favorite DJs.
You've been spending a lot of time on that new laptop computer of yours. Have you been looking up new toppings?
No, Free Soda. Actually, I've been using the new Windows Media Player 11, which is loaded with cool new features that allow me to easily store and enjoy all my favorite music.
And what's this Urge thing I've been hearing all about?
Urge is MTV's new digital music service, which puts 2 million plus songs right at my fingertips.
Don't be coy with me, Pizza. Where can I get it?
You can get the new Windows Media Player 11 and MTV's digital music service Urge today at www.urge.com. That's www.urge.com.
WPRB knows that when you're addicted to drugs or alcohol, sometimes the littlest things in life are hardest to bear, but there's hope. You can get treatment and celebrate life's little things again. Recovery can give you back your life. For drug and alcohol abuse information and referral to treatment for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Again, that's 1-800-662-HELP. Find yourself and your life. For more information, visit www.recoverymonth.gov. And this September, celebrate National Alcohol and Drug Addiction Recovery Month. And this has been a public service announcement from WPRB. Well, I am here with Carson P. Kuman, and we're going to get a couple of more pieces in today, Carson. However, before we do go to another selection, what, in your opinion, could be done to increase the interest in new music? It seems that most people still feel that new music is atonal and difficult to listen to, which, of course, we both know is not true. What are your thoughts? What could we do?
I think the largest aspect simply comes from needing to introduce people to it at as young an age as possible. And I honestly believe that if people grew up listening to all sorts of classical music, yeah, including everything from modernism to neoromanticism to historical pieces, all together at the same time, yeah, it wouldn't seem so weird when you get it later in life.
That's what I find. You know, one thing which I have done in one of my classes before is I remember I played in a class this past year. Every week we heard one of the Klavierstück of Stockhausen. Mm-hmm. We heard the same one 4 weeks in a row. And it was interesting because by the third performance, the predictability of it, as modern as the music is, was there. Mm-hmm. People knew what to expect. And I think part of it is the predictability. And if they just give the music, yes, a chance, it will be there.
Yes.
I can remember many, many years ago, and I wasn't at this concert, but I remember that Bernstein conducted the New York Philharmonic with some of Webern's, mm-hmm, pieces before intermission. Before the intermission, he played the works once, and he said, if people would like to have a shortened intermission, I will be glad to conduct the works
again. Yeah.
But I think this is what's needed, because when people feel comfortable, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, regardless of the style or whatever, this is very important.
Certainly.
Well, now we are going to go, Carson, to another one of your works on the upcoming Noxus CD of your music. This is your Symphony Number 3, Ave Maria Stella, Opus 650, composed in 2005. The work is based on the plain chant Ave Maria Stella. Carson, how has plain chant inspired you in your music? I know you've written a work for solo cello also inspired by plain chant.
There are certain pieces that my work as an organist and my work with church music certainly has had. There's been ways that plain chant has influenced my work. In the case of this piece, the choice of the plain chant was twofold. This is a piece that comes from a, a sad period in my life last year. And the choice of the plain chant was both because the commission was from Duquesne University, which is a Catholic yeah. college, yeah. and also because of some extra musical connections that the Ave Maria Stella plain chant had to me and other things. Mm-hmm. And it all became a part of this work. And in this case, the piece is in two movements. The first movement is called Pentimento, which is a term from painting. And art restoration, where in an older painting, the top painting fades away and you can see what's underneath. And in this movement, that's what happens with the plain chant as we go across. The second movement is called Interrupted Motet, and a series of sort of motet-like sections using some Renaissance technique and sound are interrupted by other sorts of energetics. And then it sort of builds to an angry climax and then winds down to a sort of sad ending.
Yes. And you dedicated this piece to whom?
It was dedicated to David Stock, the composer who conducted the premiere of it at Duquesne University. And he had been a great champion of new music throughout his career, founder of the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble for many years. And I was delighted that he commissioned this work and gave the premiere of it.
Well, we're going to hear it now. This is the Symphony No. 3, Ave Maria Stella, Opus 650, by my guest Carson P. Kuman. The Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Kirk Trevor.
Thank you.
You just heard the Symphony No. 3, Ave Maris Stella, Opus 650, by my guest Carson P. Kuhlman, as performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kirk Trevor. And that is from an upcoming Naxos compact disc totally devoted to the music of Carson P. Kuhlman. Well, Carson, you have just moved to Boston, and I'm sure you have many exciting performances coming up this season. What can we all look forward to?
In November, I'll be doing a recital at the Mission Church, the Basilica, Catholic Basilica in Boston, which will have three exciting new pieces by American composers, a piece by Patsy Escott, a piece by Lynn Job, and a piece by Larry Thomas Bell. And those will be world premieres of works written in the past year or so. So I'm very excited to be presenting that.
Is this Larry Bell from Boston?
It is. Yeah.
He was here exactly a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Right. So yes, he wrote his first work for organ for me and another player, and we're dividing up the movements for that concert and playing it.
That's exciting. How about your own music?
And then The next, there'll be a piece, concerto for chamber organ and baroque orchestra that'll be done at Harvard in December, and a few other smaller things, and then a large chamber piece for Bowling Green State University faculty ensemble in next spring.
Well, it sounds like you will be busy.
Yeah.
Well, Carson, I want to thank you so much. I know you made a special trip to get down here today. It was a pleasure and
well, thank
a delight
you for having
to have
me.
You.
It's great to chat with you.
It is truly, I have to say, truly amazing all you have done in 24 years. Congratulations. And your career is just starting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the future, and I will be watching and pulling for you all the way.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. And I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on Classical Discoveries. The address on my site is ourworld.cs.com/class-disc. The playlist for today's program will be posted by tomorrow evening. Also, if you want to email me, you can feel free to. I'd love to hear from you. My direct email address is classdis@cs.com. That's CLASDIS, all one word, @cs.com. Or if you want to call, give me a call up until 11 o'clock, I will be here. The phone number is 609-258-1033. We are going to sign off with more music by my guest, Carson P. Kuhlman. And I know, Carson, we've kind of signed off, but tell us a little bit about the last two movements of this Sonata for Violin and Organ.
This is a Sonata for Violin and Organ in three movements, of which we'll hear the last two, commissioned by the Gough Duo, husband and wife violin and organ duo based in London. And they had asked for an extended sonata for their touring, and particularly for their American touring, and they asked for a piece that would have some American elements. The second movement that we'll hear first is called Ballade for Max, and it was dedicated to the British composer Peter Maxwell Davis on his 70th birthday in 2004. His works have been very important to me. And then the last movement is called Keep on Shining, and it's a movement that has inflections from American folk and gospel music, which was an overt way of giving the duo what they wanted. And it may have come out a little more American than they intended, but they've been very good sports about it and have enjoyed doing it seemingly on recitals and such. So
again, Carson, thank you so much, and thank you all for joining me today on Classical Discoveries. I will be back 1 week from today between 6 and 11 for another edition of this program. And again, these are the final two movements of the Sonata for Violin and Organ. And this music was composed in 2004 by my guest, Carson P. Kuhlman. Have a great week. And again, I will see you 1 week from today at 6 a.m. As I always say, do take care.
WPRB Princeton.
Here at WPRB, we're proud of our unique programming format. If you would like to help support WPRB by advertising with us, please call the WPRB sales hotline at 609-258-3656 or email sales@wprb.com.